Muncie Map Company started its life as an online store. Now that Andy Shears has been running a physical location on Adams Street for a few months, he says keeping an online store running is worth the effort.
We get orders and requests from not only Muncie people, but other people from all over the world. It's definitely helped us reach out and get our designs out there.
Around the corner and down the street is Debbie's Handmade Soap. Though the Muncie storefront is relatively new, Debbie Acree has been selling her product online and wholesale for much longer. She says her biggest challenge is trying to keep in stock the products people are interested in.
It's more than I had anticipated, especially since I've opened the new storefront. I was fairly busy and it was really a small business until I opened my storefront.
And then there's those businesses where online stores don't make sense. Toys Forever Models and Hobby store owner Brandon Mundell says when he tried having an online store, he ran into problems with customer shopping habits.
You're a tiny fish in a huge pond, so not many people out there are Googling Toys Forever Models and Hobbies to find something online. They're going to the bigger names like a Target.
Mundell says that his shop is doing better without selling online.
We do a lot better with people walking in and we actually talk to them physically, and so that's where we focus most of our efforts.
While Shears from Muncie Map Company stays open both online and in Muncie, he says shopping locally does have an impact that online shopping doesn't have.
You're not going to get the service, you're not going to get the quality, and you're not going to get, you know, the amplification effect that comes from spending locally. If Muncie's got something that is unique enough and something that the city can be proud of, they'll absolutely support it. And that's what we're trying to do.
In Muncie, Chris Hatfield, IPR News.